Chapter 14. After dropping off Val's necessities at the Gabrievs, Zell and Zelos had Gowrie drop them off at Amelia's, their temporary home. From the car, Gowrie asked, "I'll meet you over at the house, your new place, Val's place, after dinner to go over stuff, okay?"
"Call us before you leave?"
Zelos asked.
"Sure, Val and me will pick you up, but we'll call first."
Gowrie agreed, and drove away, leaving Zell and Zelos with a mountain of bags and packages to heft. Luckily, the coach house was not far from the mayor's mansion. Once, it had been the building which housed the mayor's fine horse-drawn carriages, but that was a long time ago. Now it stood as an unattached building, separated by tennis courts and a spa, and connected to the mansion by a stone pathway. Perfect. It afforded the boys privacy, while allowing them quick access to company and a kitchen.
"I'm taking a shower," Zelos announced.
He dropped his bags of new clothes near one of the beds, tore open the sack of toiletries, and disappeared into the bathroom. Zelgadis barely had time to drop his belongings on the floor before having to answer the light rap at their door.
"Hello, Amelia."
"Hi, Mr. Zelgadis. I saw those piles of things you were unloading from the car and hurried to help. But it looks like you got it all in without me,"
she said cheerfully. "In. But until we move into our own place, most of the things should just stay in the sacks," Zell answered.
"Have you had lunch? It's late enough for an early dinner. There's tons of stuff for sandwiches in the kitchen, and no one there. If you'd like to do some of your own cooking, that is."
She smiled. "Gotcha this time, Zell." Zell's eyes lit up. "Yeah, I'd like that. I was gonna clean up after Zelos, but he may be an hour in there. I'm going to fix us lunch. You too? Good. Lunch for three. No, you stay here and let Zelos know. You'll probably have to guide him to the kitchen, too. Thanks, Amelia."
Zell smiled quickly and scampered off like a happy puppy. When Zelos stopped singing, checked that his hair was perfect, and wrapped a towel around his waist, he opened the door from the bathroom and shouted to the absent Zell,
"Your turn. I feel almost normal now. I can't wait to put on clean clothes and..." He gasped. "Amelia, don't move. Do not turn around." "Stop giggling," he insisted, a bit peeved. "What are you doing here, and where is Zelgadis? Don't turn around!"
Amelia had seated herself with her back to the bathroom door on purpose, and she had no intention of turning around and embarrassing them both. But she found his reaction funny enough to send her into a giggling fit. Zelos gave up and simply ransacked a couple of his bags for underwear, shorts, and a t-shirt.
"Okay, I'm decent."
Amelia turned and covered her eyes.
"Sure?"
She giggled a bit more. Zelos crossed his arms over his chest and smiled.
"I'm dressed."
She uncovered her eyes and smiled.
"Oh, you look nice. I'm here to lead you to food. Mr. Zelgadis is preparing our lunner now."
"Lunner? Oh, I get it. Lunch times dinner. Great. I'm starving,"
he said. He noticed that she was nearly at the main house, and he started skipping to catch up with her.
"So, Amelia, do you think this color green looks good on me?"
She nodded enthusiastically.
"Yes, I do. Oh, and thanks for the beach house. I think the beach is my favorite place to go and not have to work or anything."
"So it's okay with your dad?"
Zelos asked.
"Yeah. Miss Lena told him Professor Rezzo was going to be there. That's not true, is it?"
Amelia frowned.
"No."
Zelos smiled sensually. "Does it matter? He gave up his place so you girls could have a place to yourselves. So it's almost as good, right?"
"We'll see,"
she smiled and winked back. Zelos chuckled a bit. He liked Amelia, as a friend, and thought Zell was lucky to have her like him a bit more than that. Why his friend didn't pursue her, he couldn't really understand.
She was funny, smart, and cute. And loyal, honest, a person of integrity and courage. Yes, Amelia was terrific, and perfect for Zelgadas, he thought. When they entered the kitchen, they could hear Mayor Phil talking to someone. Zell, of course.
All right, just so we have everything straight. That Lena, leave it to her to... Ah, my darling daughter. And Zelos, you look better today, young man.
Phil boomed with his mighty lungs.
Thanks. I'm thoroughly clean, at least. Zelos chuckled. Smells good. What's for Lunner?
Zell gave him a quizzical look. Stir fry. There was already some steamed rice, so it came together fast. Wait, Lunner? Oh, lunch and dinner combined, huh?
Yes, that's one of my words,
Amelia cried out. Zelgadas was smiling, and she had something to do with it. Zelos looked at the mayor.
Will you be joining us, sir? Yes, Zelgadas and I were just discussing the beach trip. It seems your friend Lena gave me some incorrect information, which has been cleared up. Yes, my dear, you'll still be able to go. I'm glad that the misinformation wasn't intentional, and that Zelgadas has been very upfront about it all.
Zelgadas dished up bowls of rice, while Amelia found glasses and lemonade. Zelos dug up chopsticks and forks. He gave Zell a sly grin and whispered,
"Up front? How refreshing. Better than ass backwards."
Zell nudged him out of his way, muttering, "I explained that it began as a guys-only thing, but that Lena had been promised a beach vacation, too. Well, then, one thing led to another. It's not that we didn't want you along, Amelia, but things were suddenly more complicated."
The mayor stared at the kids for more explanation. Zelos cleared his throat.
I guess Amelia didn't share the news with you yet.
Amelia shook her head.
I haven't had the chance to talk to you, Daddy, about anything since we've been back.
Zelos said, Then let me be the one with a breaking news story. We all met Silphiel at the airport like we'd planned, but she's engaged. She brought along some guy from Japan and introduced him as her fiancé. Her father looked stunned, but her mother was pleased, I think. I mean, she had to know, right? Maybe her father knew too, but I don't think he expected her to just blurt it out to all of us like that. She should have kept it private for his sake until her family could decide what to do.
Well, of course she should have, Phil agreed wholeheartedly. That young thing? Engaged? That's preposterous. Nels Lada must be beside himself right now. That man had his worries with her in the past, but lately...
Phil's dark eyes scanned Zelos' purple ones briefly.
He was thinking that her judgment was improving. Well, I'm very sorry to hear the news. I take it that you are not inviting her on this beach trip?
Amelia gave Zelos a quick glance to be sure he was not too upset, before saying anything more.
That's right, Daddy. We haven't talked to her since Miss Lena went ballistic at the airport, and Miss Lena told me that she doesn't want Miss Silphiel in the band anymore. Anyone who would treat her family and Mr. Zelos so thoughtlessly. Daddy, she was leading Zelos on. We all thought that she liked him. Can you imagine anything more unjust?
Before Amelia could get carried away with her justice theme, Zelos stopped her with a hand to her arm.
It's okay. I was going to ask her out, but, I mean, it wasn't like Val and Philia. I certainly wasn't in love with her. But I thought she was more principled, like you, Miss Amelia.
Zelos smiled. No one had anything to add. As Zelos finished his first serving and helped himself to a second, he said to his other friend,
Zelgadas, this is really good. I really missed your cooking.
Zell sighed. Me too.
Well, there was a time not too long ago when I was afraid I'd never taste your cooking again. Our friendship was really on the line then. I'm glad you forgave me,
Zelos said.
Zell could barely answer a second time.
Me too.
Zelos had learned that life was too short to put off saying the things that needed to be said. The nice things. The sincerely meant things. He decided he should begin that day with these two friends. Gowrie walked the other three guys through Val's old place, now soon to be their new home.
"Most everything is done. You know, if you knew the paint you wanted for the rest of the house, then it could be painted. Maybe while we're at the beach. But you got that decorator coming over sometime, huh?"
Gowrie asked.
"Well, we could leave her a key somehow, and she could still come tomorrow as planned, and she could tell them how much of what to get."
Val was thinking out loud.
"Sure, we could tell her to do the kitchen like one in Provence, the den like an English library, and the front room in modern comfort, with a giant screen TV, huge couches and a plush chairs, built-in cooler, whatever," Zelos laughed.
"Fine with me," Val said. Whatever or wherever Provence was, he didn't care. Zelos had good taste, and if he thought it was a livable look, then fine. Let the dude go for it.
"Yeah, me too. Shit, I have got to stop saying that," Zel muttered.
"Yeah, go ahead. Sounds fine. Zelos, tell her to guess and order whatever. If we don't like it, we can replace it later, right? I mean, none of us want to go out shopping for lamps and coffee tables, right?
Right?"
"Nah. As long as it works and doesn't look, you know, no ruffles or flower stuff," Val said.
"Agreed," Zelos smiled. "I think she has a good idea of what our tastes over from going over our room plans. I'll give her a call right now and hope she's still at the shop."
He pulled out his cell phone and punched a few numbers. "Hello, this is Zelos Metallion. Two friends and I were in earlier. I'm hoping that the salesperson that helped us is still in the shop."
"Good."
He stepped away from the others to sit on the floor while he described his idea over the cell phone. After a few minutes, he placed his hand over the mouthpiece and shouted to Gowrie, "She can come over tomorrow morning and understands the situation. She's confident that she can meet our needs. Will there be workmen here that can let her in?"
"I'll make sure that there is. My dad might do it for me,"
Gowrie assured him. He was in the kitchen, where he and Zel were showing Val the new layout. When Zelos finished his call, he found the others looking from room to room at the nearly completed house.
"Don't look anything like what it was. Great job, Gowrie," Val smiled.
"Oh, here he comes. Hey, man, we were thinking of going out to play some pool. Want to come?"
"The pool parlor out where you used to live with Sano?"
"Yeah, I don't know. Go on ahead, I have another thing to do first, and if that doesn't pan out, then I'll hop a bus out there. Thanks, though."
Zelos smiled and waved, then hopped down the steps and down to the sidewalk.
"You know where he's going?" Val asked Zel.
"No. There's his empty lot, my father's place, Gowrie's, Lena's, the corner markets, the park. He likes the swings there. Any number of places he might go. Just let him go, all right? He needs to do things on his own," Zel advised.
"I am not my brother's keeper."
Zelos knocked on the door just as Luna was opening it on her way out.
"Who's this? Zelos? Why, you're the last person I expected to see here tonight. Listen, I'm going to work and Lena's in her room. She's not supposed to have any boyfriends over when I'm not here, but seeing as it's you, I trust you. Go on, don't stay too late, and by that I mean, when I get home at 1 a.m, you'd better be gone, get it? All right, you can go in. Be sure to knock first. Ha ha ha."
Luna laughed boisterously and slammed the door on her way out. Zelos smiled. Imagine, one of the knights of Seafeed trusted him, once the head of all the syndicate operations on the continent. Well, things get weird at times. He knocked on Lena's bedroom door.
"Huh?" she said as she opened her door.
"Zelos? What are you doing here?"
"My, my," he smiled engagingly. "And I am glad to see you too, Miss Lena. I was in the neighborhood and wanted to talk. Your sister let me in."
"You could have called first,"
Lena grumbled as she straightened her disheveled hair a bit. Dead batteries, he said and held up his cell phone. I'm on my way to get new ones. Care to join me? Nice warm evening. Not completely dark for an hour. I'll buy you a snack. You had me with warm evening. I could use the exercise. A snack, you say? Let's go, Lena said, as she slipped on a pair of sandals. They talked about the beach and the clothes shopping and other light topics. Just two friends. No angst, no stress. Zelos bought his batteries and looked over the corner markets. Look, that one's new. Ice cream. Want some? He shouted joyfully. Of course she did. Lena could eat anytime, anywhere, anything. Zelos picked out hot fudge sundaes with everything on top for both of them. While they were waiting, he asked about Luna and Julian. Well, at least he doesn't make a pest of himself. He lives out at the settlement part-time until he moves back home. But I think he's looking for a place to rent in Seyrun. The tennis pro thing is a lark this summer. He's a business major, just graduated from college, and is looking for work. He and my sis seem to get along pretty good, which is strange, since I never remember her dating the pretty guys before. Maybe she was too busy working and worrying about taking care of her house and troublesome little sister. Zello smiled. You're probably not far off the mark. She knows I can take care of myself now, and is doing stuff on her own. That plus, with that money thingy from Zell and you, my college is taken care of, and the house. It's nice. Her voice trailed off. The sundaes arrived, and silence settled over the pair for a while. When they were done, Zello suggested a walk to the park. There were other kids, a few couples, joggers running through the park. Nice night, huh? Lena's eye twinkled. Yep. So, what are you doing in the old neighborhood? He explained about Val's place and fixing it up. I wasn't exactly in the neighborhood. I'd say not, she agreed, looking at him with amusement. About a mile out of your way to my place, maybe two. I know. He tilted his head to one side. The swings are free. Last one there is a turgid fluke! Lena shouted and ran to snatch up the nearest end one. She left him the one in the middle, his favorite. Turgid fluke? Where'd that come from? Zelos laughed as he kicked and started up his swing. Just made it up. Great band name, huh? She laughed. Swollen fin, big limb, turgid fluke, ha ha. After a while, they started back to her house. They wandered by the ruins left of Zelos' house and paused a moment. Do you have any idea what to do with it? She asked. No. Sell it, maybe. I don't want to build another. Maybe someone else will want to live there. I don't. Never again. I wasn't born there, but I've buried a lot of memories there. Some good, most bad. Time to move on, don't you think? Zello sighed and walked past his haunted house. Yeah, I'd do the same, I think. She sighed. Zellos, what are you gonna do? Do? How do you mean? With my life? In a year? Tomorrow? Right now? He smiled, thinking about what he was tempted to do. All of the above, she chuckled. Okay, I'm going to build a recording studio and make beautiful music, for starters. I'm going to do something interesting with my dance studio. Yes, I own the one I once attended. A musical dance version of something I like. I just haven't decided what that might be. I'm going to finish with high school for good and take my friends to Japan next summer. How am I doing so far? He grinned. Great! You haven't mentioned romance yet. I'm impressed. She laughed quietly. He made a face at her and continued, Very well. I'm going to avoid getting a sunburn and still have a good time at the beach, and tonight I'm going to stop at this house and say hello to my dad, then walk you the rest of the way home, okay? Sure, she smiled. Let's say hi to Rezo. The kids stopped by, much to the old man's surprise. They thanked him profusely for the beach house accommodations, collected Beast and his food.
"Glad you stopped by for the keys, and that damn dog," Rezzo said. "I wasn't sure I'd be in the morning, when you stopped by. You sure there's room for him where you're staying?"
"Yes. Zelgonis will sleep with him, and I'll sleep outside, since it's warm enough. We'll call you when we get back, but our new place won't be quite ready, so we'll be at the mayor's."
Zello snatched up the keys from the table where he dropped them, and smiled. "Bye, Dad," he said.
"You call him Dad, huh? Zell doesn't care?" Lena asked.
"Nope. He calls him Father.
Val calls him Rezzo, mostly, but jokes around and calls him Dad, too. Mrs. Gabriev's our shared mom now, too. Neat, huh? Gives us family to talk to, and people who care about us and all. I mean, Val and I may be getting on in years, but we still need people in our lives to call Mom and Dad, I think," Zello said.
"Yeah, I do know what you mean. I have a mom, but not in my life, except for Gowrie's mom. She's a really great person, isn't she? I don't know how she does it with so many kids and troubles, and she always listens and has good things to say about everyone. Luna's always been my parent, kinda mother and father. Tough and nurturing. Hey, maybe old Rezzo wants to adopt a daughter too, eh?"
Lena chuckled.
"Who knows?" Zello smiled. "In a few years, we'll all be married and have new families, in-laws and children of our own. How odd will that be?"
"No end of odd," Lena growled. "Make that a lot of years in the future. I've got college and book signings and plenty to do without a bunch of pesky kids under my feet."
Zelos chuckled a bit as they stepped up to her front door. "Yours would be little pests, too. Hot-tempered, red-headed, tough little buggers, all of them," he teased.
"You weren't hoping to come in, were you?" She gave him a smirky grin. "Or did you think insulting my theoretical future progeny would buy you points?"
"My sparkling wit and personality aren't enough," he smiled goofily.
She stared at him thoughtfully.
"I like movies. Do you have some we could watch?"
He smiled, but there was a note of apprehension in his question. He was hoping that she'd ask him in, but with Lena, you never did know what she would do next. She might just slam the door in his face.
"Yeah, well, don't you and Zell have anything to do?" Lena mumbled.
"The boys are schmoozing at the pool parlor tonight. Last time I went, I couldn't get the smell of cigarette smoke out of my hair for a week."
He rolled his eyes and sent Lena into a coughing fit. "Ha ha, okay, come in. One movie, just one," Lena said.
"What you got?"
he asked, as he danced over to the couch and plopped down in the middle.
"Ooh, Sound of Music."
"What? We don't have all night to watch that,"
Lena snorted.
"I have until 1 a.m., or Lena turns me into a eunuch or something," he smiled.
"Heh heh, whatever. Don't think she won't, either. Here, how about The Matrix instead?"
Lena shoved a tape into the player and pressed the on button.
"Never seen it," Zello smiled, "but I heard it's good."
"You're probably the only guy in Saverune who hasn't. It's sci-fi and action combined. Want popcorn?" she asked. Before he could answer, she was in the kitchen, stuffing a bag in the microwave and raiding the refrigerator for pop. She returned to the couch in a couple of minutes, juggling a huge plastic bowl and a soda can.
"I only found one can, so we gotta share, okay?"
"I don't mind," he smiled. "No glasses, eh? That's almost like sharing a kiss."
"You wouldn't. Like, think of moving over a bit, huh?" she asked. He was still centered on the couch.
Zelos reached up, took the bowl with one hand, and patted the cushion beside him with the other.
"Plenty of room. Sit down and nice clothes, huh? Is that guy considered good-looking? Do you think I'd look better with my haircut like his?"
Lena sighed and squeezed in between Zelos and... Oh, yuck! Beast, why do you have to be on the couch, too? Oh, you eat popcorn? Why don't you go sit on Zelos? Isn't this your mutt?
No, I'm not a dog person, I guess. He loves Zelgadus, though. And you, too.
Zelos gave her a little wink, and reached for the bowl of popcorn that Lena was guarding.
Lena, I'll hold the popcorn. Then he can't eat it all, okay?
Surprisingly, she parted with the popcorn after stuffing her mouth full. Zelos tried again to reveal her taste in guys.
So, what do you think about that guy?
Keanu Reeves? Yeah, he's pretty cute. Kinda like you. Hair? That's your call. Soda? She held the can out under his nose.
Thanks, he said, then took a sip.
So, I'm cute? He frowned a bit and wrinkled his nose in distaste. Puppies are cute. Little tiny flowery stickers are cute. Some girls. Aren't I a lot more... What, masculine? Are you searching for compliments or something? Okay, let's see. You looked pretty tough when you were threatening to kill Philia, and when you were about to break Darkstar's neck, she said. There, that was enough of that, she thought. Time to move his attention back on the movie. Look at him. See, he can fight like you, but with special effects to make it look cool. Zelos was soon absorbed in the story. They watched it through to the end without much more comment. Zelos checked his watch. Still some time before he'd have to leave.
Wanna listen to some music? Lena asked. I got some more downloads. Maybe you'd like to hear the ones I think the band should do?
Music? Yeah. He smiled and carried the empty snack containers to the kitchen. He washed and dried the bowl, found a cupboard into which to store it, and tossed out the can. When he left the kitchen, Lena was plugging her CD player into an open socket in the front room. Okay, so they weren't going to her room, but then it seemed all girls had drawn the line at that. Of course, no one had given a second thought to plowing right through his loft when he had a loft. He sighed, saddened by the memory.
Zelos, something wrong? You look a bit down all of a sudden, Lena observed as she selected a tune to play.
Shaking his head a little, he said, I just thought about listening to my music in the loft and remembered. Tears trickled down his cheek. He wiped them off quickly with a sleeve.
I'm okay, Lena. Go on. Tell me about this song.
Lena played the song and watched her friend. Zelos, you've been holding in a lot of stuff for a long time, haven't you? He nodded.
Oh, please, Lena. Don't ask me to talk about all that now.
He did not want to break down and start crying around Lena. He wanted her to think better of him than that. He wouldn't be a weak wimp around her. No way.
I like that place too, you know. Didn't we all have the best of times there? Practicing? Remember the picnic? Zelgadus was trying to hide your mother from us.
Lena chuckled. You were busy picking up after all of us and lighting candles and... It was cool, huh?
Yeah.
He smiled through a few tears threatening to fall.
Remember the night the power went out and everyone camped out on the beanbag chairs?
He giggled a bit.
Uh-huh. You told the scariest story. Gods, that squeal of sylphs!
Lena sucked in her breath. She hadn't meant to mention that person. She decided not to apologize and carried on gamely. And the look on Zell's face when he woke up in the morning with Amelia asleep only inches away? That was priceless.
Zelos half smiled. Things will never be like that again, will they?
Lena looked him in the eye and shook her head. Things are never the same. Change is good, Zelos. We can remember the good stuff, but not relive it. That's all done and over. We gotta move on and make new things to remember, right? I was writing about that stuff, you know, for my book about us. We weren't happy all the time back then, either.
He nodded. My first friends. My first overnight. My first party. My first school dance. My first kiss with a beautiful girl.
He smiled at Lena and looked away.
There were some terrific moments.
He paused and looked down at his hands.
Lena, where are we going to practice, do you think?
I don't know. We'll have to talk about it at the beach house tomorrow, Lena decided. It was too difficult for her to solve alone.
Oh, one to dance to, Zelos said jovially. Would you care for the next dance, m'lady? He jested.
Oh, sure, what the heck? She laughed and let him hold her gently and lead her around the front room in time with the song. Something was in her eye, however, making her blink and start to squint.
Don't move, he said as he moved closer. I see it. I'll get it. Just close your eyes.
She felt a warm, moist caress briefly, then opened her eyes to see his retreating face centimeters from hers.
Zelos, she growled in warning. What was your tongue doing in the vicinity of my face?
It was an eyelash, he gasped defensively. It was partly in and partly out of your eye, see? He held up his index finger with a pale brown lash glued to it as proof.
My hands were all salty from the popcorn, see? I didn't want to get salt in your eye. Honest!
Well, he didn't think he'd washed it all off. Lena drew a deep breath.
You look too pathetic right now to be trying to make some move on me. So help me, Zelos. I don't know why I let you off so easily sometimes.
Because I'm so charming, sexy, you still like me? Zelos fluttered his eyelashes and smiled fetchingly.
Bah, more like pushy and exciting, she said, reluctantly adding fuel to the fire. I was never traveling so far, or in so much danger before I got you as a friend.
Zelos smiled warmly.
I like that. And, she added with a warning glare, frivolous.
Zelos frowned slightly. I mean, if it were Gowri, I'd have to do something much more assertive to put him off. Coming from him, I'd be more like making a commitment or something if I let him get away with half the stuff you slip past me. But with you...
Zelos straightened. So it's a brief indulgence. I'm just for fun.
Sorta. Practice. It's kinda exciting, and then we just leave it at that. And, since you know I'm not interested in having a boyfriend, then I'm safe for you, too.
Oh, Zelos said. He was disappointed and trying to hide it from Lena. He had this strong attachment to her, and he just couldn't figure out how to get her to feel the same way about him. Maybe, just maybe, it wasn't ever going to happen, he realized.
Come on, what do you think? We kiss and get married tomorrow? I've got plans, college, stuff. You know that. I keep telling you. I don't want a boyfriend to eat up my spare time, and I don't want to mess with the band. Or my other friends, Lena shouted.
Oh, like Gowri and Zelgadis?
Yeah, like them.
Zelos looked wistfully, then smiled slightly. Would you like another dance, Lena?
Sure, why not, she said with a toss of her hair. They swirled around the room a few more times. Then Zelos checked his watch. Whoopsie! Breathlessly, he said in a rush of words,
Time to go. Thank you for the company, Lena. Don't forget to pack tonight. If you haven't done so already, we'll be getting an early start.
Lena groaned.
Apparently, Philia isn't coming along, and we have to drop her off at the settlement on our way. Oh, she wants to come with us, but her folks would really like to spend some time with her and all. Some other stuff Val can explain having to do with clan celebrations and her role in them.
Zelos explained rapidly. His time was running out. While he moved to the door, they could hear Luna's car pull up into the driveway. Bye now, he called, and started down the walk.
That's cutting it pretty close, Mr. Metallium, Lena observed.
Really? Time certainly does fly, he smiled sweetly.
So, where are you going now?
Wow. For a minute there, I forgot where I was staying, he giggled. The coach house at Amelia's.
You're walking? You do know that the buses stop running at midnight in summer, right? She asked.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, I'd best be going then.
He tipped an invisible hat to her and swirled around to head down the street. Luna sighed. Ah, come on, get in the car, you big doofus. I'll drop you off. Yeah, that stinking dog of yours, too. No wonder the syndicate fell, with you at the helm. That sent Zello's cackling and sobbing in a state of near hysteria. She was so funny. Where have you been? Zell gasped as Zello stumbled over the scattered clothes and packages on the floor of their room. I was about to start calling the police. Lena's, Zello sang. Beast! Zell sounded practically joyful. You picked up Beast. Yeah, pretty nice guy, aren't I? Zello smiled. I took a walk, stopped in a corner store at the market. Did you know a new ice cream parlor opened there? Yeah, I bought a treat for Lena. Then we stopped at Dad's to thank him for the beach place and got the keys and the dog. Then we watched The Matrix and listened to some music she'd downloaded. A couple for the band, if there ever is a band again. Zell looked up from Beast when he heard that. What do you mean, if? Doesn't Lena want to keep the band together? Zell asked with a touch of desperation in his voice. It's not that. We have no place to practice, Zell Goddess. Think of it. We may have a place to live soon, but no studio. Zellos cried out. He felt guilty about his role in all that, too. It was his fault that their place was destroyed. I'll think of something, though. If the band falls apart, it will be my fault. I can't let that happen. Zell sighed. We're a team, Zellos. The band fails because everyone in it decides to break up. Not because Zellos can't think up a solution to a practice room problem at nearly 1:30 a.m. Now go to bed and go to sleep, so I can, and forget about it. Beast whined and snuggled into Zell's narrow bed. They wrestled for space a few minutes, then, having transferred the bulk of the dog to the foot of his bed and retreating to a near-fetal position, Zell closed his eyes and tried to fall asleep. I can hear you still thinking about it, he said to Zellos. Zellos chuckled. Even elves can't hear through my demon-shielded skull, Zell Goddess. This one can, and did. Now think about the beach and the cry of seagulls or something. Good night. I think I'll try sleeping outside on the grass, Zellos said. He grappled with a blanket and pillow and noisily blazed a trail from his bed through the new piles of clothes and out the door. Damn it, Zellos. Now Beast wants out, too. Oof! Zellos was knocked aside by the wolf in its haste to reach the sweet-smelling night air first. Hey, who said you could join me? I'm trying to get away from your dogginess. Zell Goddess! Zellos whined. In the end, all three fell asleep outside the building on the grass, side by side. Oh, how cute! Amelia squealed when she found them the next morning. She ran back into the house, grabbed her camera, and ran back to snap several pictures. Quickly, she hid the camera behind her back as they awoke to find her standing above them. Gah! Zell gasped. Oh. He took a deep breath to control his language. What time is it, Amelia?
We leave in an hour. Breakfast is waiting. Have you packed yet? She asked.
Zellos opened his eyes a crack. There was too much talking going on, and one voice was far too cheerful. What are you doing in our room? She giggled.
You've forgotten where you are, Mr. Zellos? You're outside. Time for breakfast. You know, it's the most important meal of the day.
She hopped over the dog and Zellos and peeked into the coach house. What a mess.
You haven't even begun to pack. Wait. You haven't anything to pack into. I'll go and bring back a couple duffel bags while you two get dressed. Better hurry.
She laughed at Zell's wide-eyed expression and skipped off. Come on, sport. She'll be back, Zell joked. He picked up his things and stepped into the coach house to dress and sort his clothes. I need a shower, Zellos moaned and slammed the door behind him. Don't let her in. 1 hour later, Gowrie drove up with Lena, Philia, and Val in Val's Suburban. They loaded up Amelia, Beast, Zelos, Zell, and their bags and took off to the settlement.
I wish I could go too, Philia said, but I haven't been home, and I have duties.
I thought you were leaving the clan, Lena said.
No, not the clan, exactly, but my priestess duties. I'm reconsidering all that, though. Mil'Gazia has made me promise to speak to him about it. That's another reason I have to go home, to meet with him. They really want Val there, too, but... Philia gazed into his unusual golden-hued eyes, leaving him nearly unable to concentrate on whatever was being said.
You'll come visit after the beach trip, right?
What? He managed to say. Good thing he's not driving, Zelos said with a wink to Philia.
She stuck out her tongue, and Zelos tried to pinch it, which led to some shrieking, punching, and mayhem.
Children, behave, or you'll have to be separated, Zell shouted from the middle seat.
Or I'll separate your head from your body at the neck, he means, Lena corrected from beside him.
Mr. Gowrie, would you like me to put on some music? Amelia asked.
He nodded gratefully, and she chose a CD from the pile and shoved it in. It was her first time to sit in the front passenger seat, and she was enjoying the view and the control over the music selection.
Ew, what is this noise?
Zelos wailed from the back, where he was shoved up against the side of the car, with Philia beside him and Val on her other side. Some modern boy band Amelia liked harmonized through the car's speakers.
Hey, short stuff, not in my ear, okay? Philia snorted at Zelos, giving him a little smack on the arm as well.
Short stuff? I'm not short, he snorted back, straightening up as he spoke.
Well, you're inches shorter than me, and a foot shorter than Val.
Only with those boots on, Zelos insisted. You're just an Amazon.
Not really. Lena and Amelia are stumps. I'm regal, Val is lanky, Gowrie is...
Philia was saying. Val was studying her closely.
Gowrie is what? He asked.
A magnificent hunk of manhood, she grinned.
Both Val and Zelos choked and sputtered. Val eventually blurted out, you gotta be kidding. Zelos chortled.
Oh, Gowrie, Philly here thinks you are, and I quote, one magnificent hunk of manhood. What do you think of that?
Gowrie simply smiled and shook his head.
He thinks she's lovely for recognizing at last what everyone has been saying about him for years, Zell shouted back.
Lena punched him and gave him a perplexed look.
Gods, Zell, what's gotten into you?
A boy and his dog. It just doesn't get any better. He smirked over at her, rubbing his arm. Doesn't it, boy? He murmured to the dog.
Yeah, well, Lena looked down at her feet, which were resting on the dog's back.
He does make a pretty good footrest.
Are we there yet?
Yelled Zelos. No, they weren't. But soon, too soon for some, they were driving up to Philia's house, past the guard gate, past the orchards heavy with fruit, past the summer gardens and flower gardens. By mutual agreement, stay put or meet the wrath of Lena, Val, and only Val, was allowed to walk Philia up to her door and see her off. Everyone else had to remain in the car. A few minutes later, they were tooling down the road, with Zelos in the driver's seat. Yes, the beach vacation was a good idea. They were going to have a good time. A good, relaxing time. Val noticed that Gowrie was sitting in back. Good. He'd leave him in peace to stare gloomily out the window for a while.
So, why were you and Mr. Zelgata sleeping outside last night?
Amelia asked Zelos.
You aren't supposed to talk to him while he's driving, Zell said with his trademark smirk.
Zelos matched him smirk for smirk in the rearview mirror.
Funny, Zelly. I don't like the smell of dog, or beast, either.
He smiled at Amelia. Zell opened his mouth to say something, but Lena mashed Amelia's purse in his face to shut him up.
and I was worried about the band. Without my place, we haven't anywhere to practice, he said to Amelia in particular. She seemed sensitive to his problems, whereas no one else was.
Oh, Mr. Zelgadis, Miss Lena and I already solved that problem, Amelia announced proudly.
You did?
Both Zell and Zelos said in unison. Of course, you idiots, Lena growled. You don't think I'd let that get past me, do you? After Zelos mentioned it last night. Gowri and Val passed looks of incredulity back and forth. Lena and Zelos, last night, while we were playing pool? I called Amelia. That was like after 1 in the morning, Zelos gasped. Again, Gowri and Val passed looks of incredulity back and forth.
Zelos and Lena at 1 a.m.?
Yes, my cell phone went off, and I nearly jumped out of my skin, Amelia cried out. I thought we were about to be attacked, or the Martians were coming or something.
And I asked her if she could think of a place we could use for practices. And she did. Lena stopped. She scanned Zell's curious face, then grinned.
And it's a secret, she laughed, and laughed.
Zelos made a face in the mirror at her. Amelia poked his shoulder playfully.
Not really. The coach house. It's perfect. Big. We can add soundproofing if we want, but there are no neighbors to bother, so it's not necessary. The place where we did videotaping with Kiki is right next door, if we need to do that too. We can paint it and fix it up any way we want to.
Val, Gowri, and Zell simultaneously said,
Do whatever you want.
We've been making too many interior decor decisions of late, Val growled. It works for me. Zelos smiled. It's about equal distance to all our homes, save for the clan girl.
And we can have the van service home on practice days, Amelia giggled. Daddy was so pleased when I asked him this morning. He feels better knowing I'm not spending most of my time in some boy's bedroom.
They all laughed at that one. Yeah, the more they talked about it, the better it sounded. So they agreed to adopt the mayor's coach house as their band's new practice location, just as the beach dunes appeared on the horizon. Life was wonderful, wasn't it?